Welcome back. We're continuing with Chris Slattery from emcfrontline.org. Edward Mary Charlie Frontline.org is the website. They're a life advocacy group. What else can you say? They counsel pregnant mothers, at-risk mothers for abortions, and give them options, give them choices. You know, that's real choice. You know, you go to Planned Parenthood, they're like, nope, here's your choice. Oh, gosh, you don't want to have this baby. That's irresponsible. Here, let us kill it. You know, you want real choice, you go to his outfit, and he saved literally, no question, at least 40,000, probably north of that. You don't even know the effect that you have, probably, Chris. Babies that would have been aborted. And we got a few minutes left. Glenn Parnham's waiting, so we want to talk. I thought it was very important. Bernard Nathanson, Terry Beatley has talked about this in her book, her great book. I didn't even know that you were part of that. I totally forgotten. She mentioned your name. But Bernard Nathanson, just give us a Reader's Digest version about him and about what he basically confessed to at the towards the end of his life. This is so important, I believe.
Well, first of all, Terry wrote a book called What If We Were Wrong, which was a quote of Nathanson when he sent his resignation letter to the board of the National Abortion Rights Action League, which he co-founded with Lawrence Slater in the late 60s. And he and Lawrence Slater conspired to introduce and get passed the most liberal abortion law ever in America in 1970 in New York State. But I should tell you, there's going to be a major motion picture coming out called Working Title of Roe v. Wade. And it's the story of Lawrence Slater and Dr. Nathanson planning the abortion unleashing in New York and then behind the scenes maneuvering to bring out the Roe v. Wade case out of Texas to overturn abortion restrictions nationwide in the United States. So Dr. Nathanson was an OBGYN, and he opened the largest abortion clinic in the world in 1970 called CRASH, Center for Reproductive and Sexual Health. And he presided over 75,000 abortions. And then in the mid-70s, he reconsidered the whole thing. He realized, what if I'd been wrong? And he wrote a book, The Abortion Papers, and then another one, Aborting America. And then in 1985, full-bore pro-life videos, the first one, The Silent Scream, and then later The Eclipse of Reason. These videos just rocked and socked America. They actually showed from inside the womb what happens in an abortion with video. Ugh. Video cameras inside the womb with fiber optic camera technology, which had just come out. He was converted by seeing an ultrasound. That is when they first started doing abortions. They didn't have ultrasounds. And when the first technology came out and he saw what he was doing on the screen, he actually had someone film abortions from inside the womb and also with ultrasound. He was converted to our cause. He was a Jewish atheist, and I walked with him, as did a priest, and eventually we brought him into full communion into the Roman Catholic Church. And he had a checkered past. He had multiple wives over the years, but he died a holy death, and he lived a very, very effective pro-life apostolate, speaking, writing across the world. You can find videos of him on YouTube. You can find audio speeches on YouTube or on other channels on various blogs and podcasts. You can find him. His two first books are out of print, Aborting America and The Abortion Papers. You can get them for $85 or $100 on Amazon or on eBay. But I believe The Hand of God is still in print. This is a very important book.
Let me just quickly tell people a little bit about the process, how they strategize, schemed, for lack of a better word. They basically, there's a whole PR movement to get this done. I mean, they sure. were by hook or by crook.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they grossly exaggerated abortion deaths from back alley abortions. They just made up numbers. They like threw out a number of 10,000 deaths from illegal abortions. They had the Catholic strategy to deceive America to think that the people in the pew, the laity, did not agree with the hierarchy's position on life. So they undermined the church authority and tried to make it as if these unknowing old men were making up anti-abortion values, which were not truly biblical, that there was really no biblical basis for being pro-life. And they undermined the laity and to drum up public relations support. They created the term pro-choice. So it really wasn't about killing a child. It was about the sacrament of choice. Choice itself was the value. You can't deny someone making a choice for themselves. So that whole advocacy through the choice moniker was a big strategy that Nathanson crafted.
Last question, emcfrontline.org is the website. How can we support you, and where is this going? What do you see on the horizon?
Well, you can support us through that website, emcfrontline.org. Also, young people can come to New York and work with us on the front line. Go to prolifeinterns.com, prolifeinterns.com. That's a website where I have applications to come and work with us full-time. We house you, feed you, deploy you, train you, and life-saving on the front lines. But where this whole movement is going is the young people are the movement now. And you can see that at the March for Life. You can see that for studentsforlife.org. They have chapters in over 1,000 campuses across America in high schools and colleges. The young people are taking over the movement. My generation is retiring or moving on to our greater reward. I'm not going to be retiring. This is a lifetime vocation for me. I'm at this 30 years full-time, 40 years as a volunteer. So join us in the cause. Fight for life. Join 40 Days for Life coming up soon and starting in Lent across hundreds of cities in the United States. 40 Days for Life campaigns of vigil and outreach to women and communities.
I thought it was going to be my last question, but I have to ask this one. You said the young people are really turning, really being very convicted about this. What has changed for the young people that now makes it that they're on this side?
I just think they recognize that science is on the side of life. They don't, you know, they're looking through the BS on all of the public relations. They're looking how radical people like AOC are telling people not to have children. The world is collapsing in 12 years. And they're looking at the radicalism of the Democrat Party and how they no longer even welcome in alternative views like pro-life is just like you're cursed if you're pro-life in the Democrat Party. So they really, and they're looking at the common sense support for pregnant women that is supported by both parties. They're realizing that the pro-life movement do care about women. They're willing to make sacrifices to help girls and women that get pregnant. So everything is making sense for the young people today, that pro-life is a good position to take. It makes sense, and they want to be on our side.
Well, very good. Well, God bless you, Chris. It's a pleasure to meet you. We got
to
have you on again, and Terry, and
love
this is an important issue, and we really want
to
support you any way we can. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks. Take care.
There he goes, Chris Slattery, emcfrontline.org. Edward Mary Charlie, frontline.org is the... is his website. Our next guest is a longtime friend of the Power Hour. Quite a transition, isn't it? We're going to go from life to viruses and whatever, but, you know, that's what we're doing today. I'm glad we got to talk a little extra to Chris. Glenn Parnum, he's a clinical researcher. He's got advanced studies in hormone biochemistry, and he's, of course, the director of research at International Health. He's going to tell us all things about colloidal silver and about this coronavirus. His passion is contagious. I'm very excited to have him on, a friend of the show, a personal friend. Glenn, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, my brother. It's always good to be on your show.
Yes,
and
very
good. We have a lot to talk about today.
Very good. I know. Thank you for being patient and letting it. I just wanted to make sure Chris got to finish those couple important things with abortion. But let's.
Well, absolutely. That's one of the most important things going on in this nation, okay, that and the fact that every vaccine has aborted baby cells in it.
Wow.
And these politicians who believe they're, and again, I am apolitical. I don't trust any of them. If their mouths are moving, they're lying. both the administration and the demon rats, okay? But the demon rats are nothing that, more than baby murderers. And for him to talk about that, because if people think God is going to keep winking at this, they're ridiculously stupid. You can't
kill
hundreds of millions of babies. That was the number one killer in the world last year. Somewhere between 41 to 49 million babies were ripped out of the mother's womb. And that's documented. It could have been a lot more than that. So what do? They caught Planned Parenthood chopping up the babies, admitting to it. And then they sell them to the vaccine companies. This is all about changing our DNA, brother.
That's what I was going to ask you. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
Having them on, somebody telling the truth, because most people don't have the guts to tell the truth anymore.
You're a clinical researcher. I mean, you're not just somebody with an opinion here. You're a very professional, very educated opinion about this. We've heard other people talk about these vaccines, these aborted fetal cells. What is going on? I mean, if you're creating here, let me put it this way. Let me stop. The reason adjuvants are in the vaccine because they create a histamine response in the body, and if there wasn't, there would be no response to the quote unquote virus. Okay, if you're having histamine responses now to aborted fetal cells, that has the potential to change your DNA, the potential to make you sterile, because now you have a histamine response to cells, to baby cells. Now women have miscarriages and all the above. I mean, I'm just putting this together. Am I cuckoo or is this real? Is that a real possibility?
No, not at all. And I do a lot of radio shows, as you know, and they're on the ones that have call-ins when I say certain things and talking about different health challenges. This is why when I'm on radio shows, I give out my personal number at my research office in Arizona, and I tell people, if you're having any health challenges, call me at my research office. We will go over what you've been told that you have by the satanic medical cartel and the doctors, well-meaning doctors. I help them wean off the pharmaceutical meds, okay? And just to understand, and sometimes I actually get doctors calling in and challenging me. I said, okay, Kemosabe, you bring your science and I'll bring mine, and let's see who wins the debate. Because I have been, the director of research, International Health was founded in 1988. When my wife and I moved out here from Illinois, okay? So everything that you're going to hear today is based on pure medical research, common sense, and God's word, okay? And if that offends people, I'm sorry. Too bad.
All right.
We are now dealing with the biggest misinformation campaign, but these vaccines, okay? The vaccines are meant to kill. And they are meant to change the DNA. Exactly, and I don't mean to get spiritual on you, but Jesus Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be just like that at the end of the age. What was happening in Genesis 6? The fallen angels were having sex with women, creating the giants, and Mr. Satan was trying to change the DNA and the gene pool to stop the bloodline of Jesus Christ. What are they doing right now? Because with this... I haven't, and we'll talk about, the reality of what's going on. But I have in front of me, okay, because surprise, surprise, there has been a pharmaceutical company who just happens to have admitted, they've been working on a coronavirus vaccine for months and months and months and months, and gee... Okay, they even say on their website that they're using the DNA of bugs and some other things that was developed, and it will change the DNA of the person that gets the shot. And all I can say to the people, and I've been accused of being an anti-vaxxer, you damn right I am. Show me any, prove to me any vaccine that has ever stopped any disease. And I get people say to me, well, polio has been eradicated. Really? There's an epidemic of polio going on over in the Philippines and wherever. And the CDC admitted that the polio vaccine that they gave their children caused the polio. do not believe anything of the mainstream media. They are controlled by the pharmaceutical cartel, who's never cured a disease, okay, and is trying to get people all hyped up over this coronavirus. That's why I'm telling people, look, do not panic. Be prepared and keep your ear to the ground and listen to what's going on. But the numbers are not adding up, and there is a behind-the-scenes plan that they're simply using the chaos. Because if this thing was so dangerous and they've locked down, they estimate 50 million people in China. Imagine a city here in this country of just 1 million people. And if they were told, you're locked down, no food coming in, no airline flights going out, everybody's locked down, and if you go out in public, if you don't have a face mask on, we arrest you. And now they have said, if you do not agree with the communist Chinese, their line, what they're telling people, you get thrown in prison for 7 years, and if you're a doctor, you lose your medical license. Thrown in jail if you disagree with the communist Chinese who are lying through their friggin' teeth. But that, right. So imagine just a city of 1 million in America. They lock it down. Gee, would that cause a little panic? Yeah, and then add into the mix, you know, that we have guns.
Let me interject here. This is a discussion I want to have. Let's go back and forth on this a little bit. Not so open-ended. Okay. Now we're being told basically, like you said, 50, 60. I've heard 60 million people have been on some sort of quarantine. The number of people who have it varies greatly. The number of people who died varies greatly. I can't get I haven't seen a concrete, and that could be for many reasons. It could be they're hyping it. It could be they're suppressing information. It's hard to say. From what we know, from what you see, is there a real emergency going on in China?
Yes.
Okay. It does
absolutely
seem that to me.
Positively. Are we being lied to about it? Yes. And
okay.
Something doesn't add up. 50
yes.
to 60 million people are on lockdown. Why haven't they shut off all the jets flying out?
There are jets flying
over all over the world with Chinese people in them. Okay.
I agree. Let me interject because this is what we know and this is what we found out this morning and this starts to give credence. I'm thinking exactly the way you are. You know, and I feel in a weird position because I'm talking about this. People are looking for answers from us and it's hard for me to get a straight, answer. That's why it's great to have
a conversation
with you. Okay. This morning we heard British Airways has just canceled all flights to China. Mongolia's already shut down their border.
What were they waiting for?
I agree, but it has happened. See, it's one thing for, it's like I use the analogy of Al Gore. Al Gore says there's global warming, the seas are going to rise, and the beaches are going to be ruined, blah, blah, blah. And then what does he do? He goes out and buys a $4 million beach house on the coast. So that tells me, okay, that's you're just making up stuff. You got an agenda. When somebody comes out and says, well, there's a real emergency, when, like you said, why are the flights not canceled? That's commerce. That's money. So when British Airways comes out and they say, we're canceling all the flights into China. Now, to me, this has legitimacy. The people they evacuated, the Americans, America came to, told everybody in China, and especially in this province, if you're American, you get on this plane at this time, we will get you out of there. We want you to get out of here. We can't force you, but we want you out. And we're going to get you out if you want. They were supposed
to
go.
What are they going to do when they bring them back?
Well,
isolate all of them.
Right. Listen, this is what I'm telling you. This is what gives me some pause here on all this. I think this is more serious than maybe I thought at first. They were supposed to come into John Wayne Airport there in California. The spokesman for the airport says, we deal with these kind of emergency situations. We have facilities. Blah blah blah. They were rerouted. They did not land at John Wayne. They landed at the Air Force Base up there in Riverside, California. They're rerouted specifically to the military installation there. We're seeing British Airways canceling flights. Mongolia shutting down the border. North Korea has already canceled all flights. North Korea will not let a flight from China in. We're seeing now the people that came in, they got rerouted into the military installation for screening, I assume, for isolation, kind of a quarantine process. These things are starting to fit together that, they're kind of under the radar. Maybe this is more serious than maybe at first even I thought.
Well, and let's just look at the known facts, okay? there's, you're right. There's an information lockdown has already taken place in China.
Yes, yes.
They're lying about it. But what
yes.
do we know for sure? And these are just
we got 1 minute before the break, so just stop you, and then we'll continue the other side. So just what do we know for sure? That's a great place to start.
About 2.5 years ago, the largest biological weapons warfare laboratory in China was opened in the city of Wuhan. Oh, that's just a coincidence that that's where this all started. So that's a known fact. The biological weapons, warfare lab in the city where all this started. What a coincidence. The Bill Gates Foundation owns the patent on the coronavirus.
Let me stop right there. Let me clarify that for people, because there's been a lot of, Politico and Salon and how lunatic you are. Let me clarify. It's not technically Bill and Gates, Melinda. It's the Perbright Institute owns the patent, and their major funder is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So let's just be clear. Yeah. It is owned by Perbright, the biggest donor, Bill and Melinda Gates. Anyway, go ahead.
And, of course, I have the video when he was on TED Talk, the seminar, saying, well, we could eliminate 15% of the world's population with the right vaccine. He's a satanic New World Order baby supporter. So anything Bill Gates, and there's billions of dollars of lawsuits against this scumbag foundation. So, of course, he would fund something so his name's not directly related. So we know that for sure. And I know we're coming up on the break, so let's talk about the other stuff when we come back.
All right, we got about 10 seconds before the music starts.
Okay.
This is an important discussion. You're the right man to have this with. I'm really glad that you're here today, Glenn. On the other side, we'll more about what we do know. Let's start with what we do know. Start to put these pieces together. Super Silver is over at the Power Mall. We'll talk more. Glenn Parnum on the other side. You are listening to the Power Hour. You are the front line, ladies and gentlemen. You know that, right? You realize that. Truth, conviction, power, spiritual understanding. That's you. That's where we are. Stay tuned. More with Glenn on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The number is 877-817-9829 to call into the Power Mall. Todd told me during the break, a lot of people have called his studio. Look, is this the Power Mall? I want some oregano. I want some Super Silver. No, Todd can't give you any of that. He'll give you a number, though, and the number is 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. The food storage we got, the different buckets. Again, I'm telling you, 20% off for you. For Power Hour listeners, we're very happy to support you and to do this. If people are looking for food storage, we have all the great products. I've sent out an email. People have asked. I've been inundated with requests. That's why I've put this out. I feel almost awkward going over. I almost feel like I'm taking advantage of the situation for sales, but this is what you want. This is what I'm doing. This is what, from my research, what I'm saying. Okay, I am having anything lung-related, oregaresp, oreganol, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, and colloidal silver, and what's the other? There's one more. Oh, vitamin C. Vitamin C, the Purely C from North American Herb and Spice. Okay, and with the colloidal silver. Those are the things that from the doctors we've had on, the experts we've had on, the research from the news articles, Catherine sent that out with the information about these products, so you can read the articles for yourself. You know, the risk is just so great. I don't want to be, and that's why I think he's making a mistake not getting ahead of this, because if it does morph into something, they're going to come back on him. It's the same way. The risk is just so great of this to not tell you these things. That's why we're focusing on this. It's a good idea to get prepared. If nothing else, if nothing comes of this, at least you're prepared, because we know this is a time of upheaval. The order out of chaos mantra is certainly in play here, and we see it throughout the world, and you're in the center of it. And what is the goal of all of it? Your will, your conviction, your freedom, your liberty, the endowment of your creator. Now, we have a lot of guests talk about things from a religious point of view, but if you're secular or not, we can meet in the middle. Where can we meet? We can meet at the Declaration of Independence. We can meet at the Bill of Rights. That's where all these things meet. All these ideas, your freedom, who you are, your ability to manifest and control your destiny as you see fit, given to you by your creator. That's what we're talking about. And so that's where we're going to meet. So please don't let religious things divide you or send you in different directions. We need to be unified now more than ever. I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. That's my main goals, and that's what we work for here. And these products will help you. The Power Mall has always helped you. Your health is a huge part of this. I know what it means to be unhealthy. I know what it means to have overwhelming health challenges. I know what that means. It's not pretty. It's demoralizing. It's debilitating. I want you healthy and happy. And all the great products at the Power Mall. So much, so many specials. Wayne was on yesterday. The kidney bundle and the CardioCom all on sale. You get the three bottles. If you buy them all, you get 15% off. And that's what you need to take. The experiences of people, that's kind of a treatment. It's kind of a one-off. You just take the three bottles, give or take. You may need a little more. But then you're done, and it's done its work. So it's great. It's not like a recurring thing like the heart drop. So that's on sale also, or you can buy all of them and get 15% off the heart drops too. So the big sale on all those, REM sleep on sale, of course, all the great products I mentioned, of course, Super Silver we have in stock. It's hard to keep in stock. It's hard to get back. I mean, this is obviously a challenging time and very important. So thank you so much for your support, your purchases, your donations. We are moving forward. We are expanding because of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get back to Glenn. Glenn Pardum, of course, the head of research for International Health.
Very generous with your, okay, discount. I have looked at, and I, as again, as a researcher, okay, I have looked at every food storage company out there, underline every one, for their ingredients. Why did I become a Numana distributor instead of every other company? Most of the other companies are junk, genetically modified food. And if people, during a time of stress that's coming up, if this thing really gets out of hand, you don't want to be eating foods with a bunch of Roundup Ready in it, glyphosate, and that you want the new manna. And don't be stupid. You can always, I mean, okay, let's say this all blows over and it's just a coincidence and it's just one of those things that happen. You can eat your supplies. But what if it really gets, because what we're going to talk about now, you know, and finish up. So get your Numana food. It's the best I've ever seen. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful.
That's
food.
Very good.
Well,
thank you for that.
I mean, truth
well,
is
you.
Truth. Some people don't like the truth, but truth never
no,
changes. Okay. So what else do we know for sure?
Yes, okay. let's get back to there, what we know for sure. I think that's very important. You're just now joining us, let me set the stage what we talked about. 60 million or so people, that's what we've said, have been quarantined in China. Obviously, we've seen the videos and pictures of some major cities that are basically ghost towns. We have seen bootleg videos coming out of people very concerned. We have seen airlines starting to shut down traffic to China. We have seen evacuees being diverted to military bases. That we know for sure. Go ahead. What else do we know?
Okay. And if anyone believes the mainstream media, because you hear a lot about the CDC, Center for Disease Control, I call it the Center for Disease Creation. They are a private, for-profit corporation. Look them up on Dun and Bradstreet. Funded with our tax dollars that we just love sending into a government that funds Planned Parenthood and all this other crap. The CDC is a for-profit private corporation, and what a coincidence! They personally own the patent on the Ebola. If you noticed a few weeks ago, you know, they were really talking about Ebola and women and all these invaders at the southern border. And because I live in Arizona, I know a lot of law enforcement people. They are coming. We are being invaded, and a woman came across the border. Okay, was sick and bleeding out of every orifice. They put her in the hospital. She died, loaded with Ebola. And the FDA, what a surprise. They just approved an Ebola vaccine, untested, no safety studies, by Merck. Merck Pharmaceuticals is one of the most evil, satanic companies in the world. And
allegedly,
they approved it. So imagine the chaos of this coronavirus, which is no big deal. Okay, it can if it gets out of hand, and Ebola at the same time. So just understand, anything you hear on controlled media that, well, vaccine is right around the corner, it's very safe, la, 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 la. Lies, absolute lies, don't believe them. Okay, the other thing that we know for sure, and this is when I started to look into this, because I'm signed up for every infectious disease website. That has been one of my specialties for 30 years. So I get literally dozens and dozens and dozens of emails weekly from every infectious disease medical website now. So 3 months ago, I got one and said, hey, there's an interesting international meeting of international leaders funded by the World Economic Forum, which is the world bankers, you know, the central banks, okay, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and then some other hospital, and it was called Meeting 201 or something. And they were having a discussion with world leaders of a pandemic starting that they estimate would kill 65 million people. And they said it's a virus, and we're making, you know, kind of just a play run on it. What could possibly happen? What a coincidence. 3 months ago in New York City. Look it up. It's all over the internet. With, you know, with the theme of, well, a virus is going to get loose and kill 65 million people. It would kill a hell of a lot more than that. But so there's another coincidence. Okay. Wuhan, the city of Wuhan. And they say that's locked down. What they're not telling you is when they first announced the lockdown, they didn't lock down the roads. They estimate at least 4 to 5 million people left the city by car before they blocked all the roads, because the first thing they did was they went after the buses and the trains. Okay, they're still flying planes out of there. That's a good idea. Could the powers that be want a pandemic? Yes, because no, with not very many people, at least in the news, infected. It's already spreading across America. It's probably 10 times worse than what they're telling. But that's still not very many people. The head of FEMA went to Trump and said, we should declare medical martial law right now to stay ahead of this thing. Thank God Trump said no for right now.
What do you think you should do? Glenn, do you think you should do nothing, or do you think, I mean, should we be quarantining the people come in from Asia? What should he do something?
Why they're even allowing them to come in on the plane?
I agree. Okay. I agree.
So what should be done? Shut off all international travel. Shut our borders. We're being invaded, have been for years. They're bringing the most deadly foreign diseases, ancient diseases, across our southern border. This is all part of the plan. Okay? So that's why I say to people, don't panic, but just be smart. Listen to shows like yours. There's other good websites out there, because now even the alternative media is being inundated with false crap. Okay? You have to understand this is part of the plan. So, you know, there's... all right, so what we know is true is what we just talked about. What we know is true on the good side, and I have all the medical studies, and if people are having health concerns out there, okay, call me at my research office, 480-429-0021. Get your products from the Power Mall. Get the silver. Get the 40 part. Get the 200 part, just in case. And I have an article in front of me, because you're hearing them talk about, oh, hand sanitizers are so perfect, and you really need them. Really? I have an article in front of me right now. It says, Purell hand sanitizer caught lying about Ebola and influenza claims. The FDA sent them a warning letter, okay, saying, you're lying. It doesn't do what you're saying it does. It's a crap product anyway. But if you're going to use something for your hands, get the Super Silver Gel. That not only kills anything, okay, and you have to be careful about, if you go out in public, don't be stupid, or I should say ignorant. Ignorance is lack of knowledge. Do not touch your hands, your bare hands, to any doorknobs. If you're at the mall, don't touch any handrails. If you're at the grocery store, don't touch the handle of the cart without either a glove on, something, and especially because people don't think about this. How about at the gas station? If you pump your own gas, how many people have touched that handle? How many illegals, people walking around, okay, coughing on their hands, and you just fill up your gas tank and you put your hand on that. Don't touch any hard surface without a barrier between your hand and
what about
that surface.
Glenn, what about spraying? You know, we have a Regar Rest that sprays. We have Coil Silver in the spray.
Yep.
I use those. I find that real convenient. I never use those hand sanitizers, if nothing
Good.
Else, the chemicals. But what about just spraying colloidal silver or Regar Rest or something like that on it?
Well, of course. And even, I mean, if people are on a limited budget, I'd rather see them use the silver internally and just use bleach or whatever. There's some other, you know, and the Regar Rest and some essential oils that are very antimicrobial that you can put in water and spray. But, yeah, it's just when you go out, don't touch anything.
Let's
being overly cautious.
No, it's not. Not especially if you're in certain, you know, being in middle America, you feel a little insulated on the coast, certainly, with high Chinese populations. You know, something we didn't even mention, it just was Chinese New Year. So everybody in China, they usually go home for, it's like a 2-3 week ordeal, month-long ordeal. They go home, that's Chinese New Year. I mean, think about the timing of that. Then Wuhan is such a travel hub in China. It's kind of in the middle of China, inland, and goes everywhere from Chinese New Year. Then it goes everywhere. I mean, isn't that kind of like the perfect scenario? If this was a plant, if this was?
Just another coincidence. The average number of trips taken by the Chinese during the New Year, because it's almost a family tradition. They have to go back to their village and spend time with any relative still alive. They average 3 billion trips a year.
Whoa.
Just during the New Year.
Whoa.
So, as we get into the realm of, well, that sounds conspiratorial, but you've had Chinese leaders, and again, communist.
I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's conspiratorial. I'm saying it's one heck of a coincidence. I'm saying it should be mentioned.
Lots of coincidence, aren't there?
Right, exactly.
You know,
at some point.
A bioweapons lab in Wuhan. Yeah, that. But you've had Chinese officials saying, we have to do something about this, you know, 1.5 billion Chinese. We really have to have some kind of a depopulation agenda. What is he? And imagine what would happen with the world economy, because one of the things to really watch for in the natural, if this thing spreads, and they're already talking on mainstream media, Wall Street and stuff, that, you know, I think several big plants have already shut down. If this reaches the major shipping ports and the shipments out of China stop, we're in trouble.
Well, that's
world
what,
economy.
Yeah, let me interject to that. Let me give you something. I don't know if you've read this. One of our listeners, Tommy, and I think Steve sent me the same article, but Steve Quayle made the comment that it already is affecting shipping. Wuhan is a big commerce center that if things are stopped, that China is already teetering economically. You know, somebody put out the idea that this was a plant in China to kind of as a attack on China, that it was economic warfare. Now, I don't know, but certainly the result is going to be if shipping is stopped, commerce is stopped. China is really teetering. We have this perception like they're an economic juggernaut. No, they're probably in worse shape with their debt in more of a perilous situation than we are. They need us more than we need them. That's the dynamic that maybe America is finally waking up to with Trump. But anyway, put those aside. He says in his article that because the shipping is going to be diminished, the money, the income, the commerce is so diminished that China is going to have to, they will be desperate. They already have a long-term plan to switch their money to a gold-backed currency or
Thank
a cryptocurrency
you.
Backed by gold. That they have at least 20,000 metric tons, not 2,000 metric tons, but at least 10 times that ready to create their own currency. Steve Quayle, supposes that, hey, maybe this is all an opportunity for that to happen, and they will be forced to because of the economic situations. I don't know if you have any thought on that, but just wanted to throw
Absolutely.
It out there.
Absolutely. I know Steve. And that's one of the good websites I go to every day, Jeff Renz. as someone. I like websites that have multiple articles. And absolutely, and you have some real financial experts that you get, most of them are just Wall Street hacks. But the ones who've been telling the truth, saying that if China has to go into their reserves of 20,000 metric tons of gold, you could see economic chaos, see the price of gold go through the roof, okay? See, and the only reason we're in the strength position we're in is that we are, the U.S. dollar is still considered the reserve currency of the world.
Yes.
Well, China and Russia have been threatening. They're dumping the dollars. So is this an attack on China? Nobody knows. That is strictly hypothetical, but it's another interesting coincidence, the timing of this. You know, right when the impeachment isn't going well and the demon rats have said that they want, hey, everything, Trump's not going to be in office. We can't allow him to be in office, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so are they setting things up? That's why I say it's not time to panic yet. But keep your ear to the ground. Go to the good websites, yours and other ones, and just keep up to date. Because if this really gets out of control, and especially if FEMA keeps pushing for medical martial law, for your listeners, just go on the internet, whatever search engine, and just type in medical martial law, the laws during medical martial law. Our Constitution is shredded overnight. Is that what the deep state, that's what we now call them, they're the satanic ruling elite, okay? Is that what they want? Yes. Are we the only hope of the world? Yes. When we go, the rest of the world goes. And if they declare medical martial law, it's over. And they, to have the head guy from FEMA already go to Trump about this, that was the major red flag to me. I said, whoa, what's going on with that? This is what they want. Order, their order out of chaos. And that's why, and the good news being the silver. And if you don't have a nebulizer, get one, because this attacks the lungs. And there's already doctors, you know, and Steve Quayle has had some on his show, you know, the Twitter things. And again, these doctors are being threatened with 7 years in prison. And the ones, the Twitter videos, you know, they're covered up with a face mask, so it's hard to know who they are. But if they get caught, they're thrown in prison for 7 years, medical license suspended. But they're saying, excuse me, it's already mutating into pneumonic plague,
which
is the cousin of bubonic. And the good news, okay, bubonic plague is Y pestis. That's what it's called, Yersinia pestis. Nano silver, super silver has been tested against it, wipes it out. Pneumonic attacks the lungs. That's why the super silver sprayed into the lungs, okay, will knock that out. And here's the other thing. The N95 masks that are getting wiped out completely, the doctors are saying they're completely useless because if you are really exposed to it, it enters through your eyeball. So you better get some goggles, some steel-tight goggles. If you're going to wear a mask, if you still have access, and the best ones, of course, are the N100. They're more expensive, or eventually a full face mask. If you see the videos of the police and the doctors and everybody in China, they're all wearing full face masks. Because it can enter
and
has
my gear, whole gear. We got about 3 minutes left.
Yep,
Glenn, talk specifically a little bit more about the silver. We have the super silver on sale at the Power Mall. People have been asking all about this. You got 3 minutes. Describe why that's important now, what it does, the research, that kind of thing.
Because the research, and again, I have so many. I could overwhelm people with articles about the testing. Okay, and of course the pharmaceutical cartel is so hypocritical. There are 75 FDA-approved medical devices made out of silver. But if you talk to a doctor, oh, silver is dangerous to use. Really, I have so many studies, it knocks out. You know, I've got the Department of Defense paper when they had that Ebola scare back in 09 or 10, whenever it was, and they tested nano silver particles against the Ebola, and it knocked it out. Department of Defense, oh, nothing but a drug will help. Nonsense. Okay, and the medical studies and the university studies, it knocks out the coronavirus. Okay, There's test after test. What they're pushing for is panic to get you to take a vaccine. And don't, unless they put a gun to your head, okay, and threaten to shoot you, do not allow that needle to be put in you. And the other thing, what food has now been, there's published medical studies, the number one cause of cancer in the world is eating pig. Who's the largest pig eater in the world?
China.
But there's
China.
An Ebola pig virus. 400 million pigs have been wiped out. And anybody who thinks that that food, those dead pigs aren't getting into the food supply, are naive. They tested all the pig at Walmart. It was all loaded with a drug-resistant infection. If you get it, you die. Pig whacks your immune system. During the bubonic plague, and then this is where the first conspiracy theories against the Jews. And the favorite food in Europe was what was called pig pie. And everybody got the bubonic plague. Or not everybody, but 50 to 100 million people died. That one race of people got no bubonic plague. The Jews, the kosher observant Jews who don't eat pig. You eat pig and it whacks your immune system. It'll give you cancer. And I wonder if that's why God's word says don't eat it. And I used to live on baby back ribs and bacon. I used to love it. It's terrible. Get it out of your diet if you want a strong immune system.
So, Glenn, there's the music. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for bringing your expertise, your perspective. I think it's important to everybody at this point. You know, these are the decisions we're making. Anyway, thank you so much, Glenn, for coming on.
All right, my brother. You take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up later, I think Dr. Abel's coming. Rick Kaler wasn't able to come. I think he's going to come on later. But Dr. Abel will be here at the end of the week. And really happy, healthy, successful, free as God intends you to be. We're in this together. We're here for you. Let us know any questions you have. 877-817-9829 if you need to get a hold of me. You know, let Catherine know, support at Power Hour Nation, or let Jay know when you call. God bless you. Hold your family tight. Hold them tight. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.